apple seeds. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Campo. I like apples. There are various kinds of apples, and they are well known. It is also known as the fruit of temptation, which was a forbidden fruit at the time of Adam and Eve, as it is well recorded in the Bible. I admire the apple for the taste of its pulp and the brightness of its color. And it talks to me. It says, take a bite and you will have a delightful taste of the flesh I have. I offer to you freely. But the more I think about the apples, I recognize the simplicity of the miracle of creation I find in nature. I am in awe. Each time I eat an apple and come to the core of it, I see the various seeds waiting with patience to be planted and think, what can I do with it? In the seed is an inherent drive of fertility, to be planted and to turn out in a tree and to be part of the fruitfulness. In an apple seed, I see only the miracles, the expression of vitality, growth and stability. For me, it is one of the infinite miracles of creation. There is a well-known adventure of Johnny Appleseed. His name is John Chapman, and he lived from 1774 till 1845. In the Webster's Dictionary, he is recorded as a pioneer. Well, he also loved eating apples, and so he heard from within, why throwing away these kernels instead of fulfilling its purpose of multiplication? So he had the idea of spreading them wherever he went. He knew that the apple seeds grew easily in the garden or near by the houses or stables. And so he did. In springtime, the apple trees shower their flowers all over the place, and this is a sign of the beginning of formation of the fruit. Apple trees and apples. Well, as I talked about John Appleseed, who lived over 100 years ago, I think I vicariously imagine at that time the roads, because streets, maybe they were not yet, but the roads, the dirt roads, and perhaps also the cars we have now, they were not available. So they had to use the horses or going by foot. And this was for Johnny Appleseed a very good occasion to plant his seeds along the road. And for instance, also here in the close to El Cajon, there we have still is known a place for where the first pioneers arrived. And indeed, the streets there, they are bordered with beautiful trees. Was there also Johnny Appleseed passing by and putting his seeds or not? Anyhow, this is beautiful driving along those streets and having the shadow of the trees. Not the sunshine. This is all nature. All starts from one apple, wanted spreading the apple seeds, Johnny Appleseed. This I could talk even more about. There are not only the apples. Now we make also apple pie and many other things of apples, and everybody likes it. For everybody, it is a delight to have an apple and to look at it. It's the yellow and the red and the beautiful colors and the forms. Oh, nature is difficult to make it the same just by wanting it. It is something that only nature can do and performs. And so this is also for me, looking at these beautiful pictures and knowing what it means to eat an apple and having a really genuine apple without having grown with fertilizers. That is really the light I am in awe. Well, at that time, 150 years ago, I think everybody had the same ideas and was happy when they had the trees growing along the dirt roads and when they were traveling with the means, the possibilities they were available at that time. Nowadays, we are all in a hurry. In a hurry, we have fast cars and have the highways, and who has time to look at the trees or at the nature? Very seldom. So this is the difference of the time when it was over 100 years ago and nowadays. And we feel good. We are happy. We like it because it is so normal. It is so common that we drive by car instead of going our way by foot. And it is just a tradition. Now it is a tradition. You have not only one car. No, you have two or three cars for the whole family. And when do we go and appreciate nature? When do we notice the trees growing so gloriously? Well, seldom, very seldom. Even when we pass by in a car, how do we look at the trees? Maybe not even notice it. And here also around, we have big farms of oranges. Yes, orange trees. They are looking so beautifully. And the splendid oranges on the trees, on the branches. It is a delight. But who has time or thinks about from why they are there, how they were planted, and from where they come? No. Maybe we get back to the older times to enjoy life in that way of harmony. Well, harmony is everywhere, even now, but in a different atmosphere. So let's go and enjoy the apples which are available. I love you. Bye-bye.